John Canzano. Raw. Sourced. Fresh. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, built by High Caliber Millwrights, this is the bald-faced truth.
That was a good conversation with Landon Lucas. He's played in a few NCAA tournament games at a big level with Kansas. If you missed any part of that in-studio conversation, you can, of course, find the podcast of The Bald-Faced Truth. Just search in iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and subscribe. Would you subscribe? Give it a rating while you're at it, especially when there's guest hosting. You know, pump up the guest host. Let them know just how good the guest hosts are for JC. Samson's in tomorrow, by the way. So definitely let him know tomorrow how good the guest hosts are.
I'm a five-star man.
Five-star man, man. We're a team here for sure. Speaking of team, Oregon State playing some pretty good ball going into the Pac-12 tournament. They are a four seed. This team projected to finish 10th in the Pac-12 in the media preseason poll. They said, enough of that. We're not going to take any of that. We're going to define our season on our terms. And led by Trace Tinkle, they did so, getting a bye in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament as a top four seed, and they are in Vegas. And Trace joins us now on the Bald-Faced Truth. Trace, how you doing? How's Vegas?
Doing well. No, it's good. Tired. Got in late last night, so just trying to catch up with some sleep.
What time did you get in?
It's around, I think, 12:30, got to the hotel around 1, probably.
Thanks.
You got around there, early in Vegas, but...
Yeah, exactly. That's still... The night is young in Vegas, around 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Have you ever, just out of curiosity, have you ever gotten to visit Vegas in a non-athletic setting, like vacation or something?
Only one time. For my 21st birthday, my family came down here, and... You know, we had some fun, and my aunt, uncle, and cousin came as well for a weekend. But other than that, yeah, the only time I've been to Vegas is basketball.
You know, I'm sure you never get this question, but what's it like kicking it back with Dad outside the basketball court?
It's fun. You know, we have a lot of similar interests. Obviously, you know, sports being probably, you know, the number one way we bond, whether we're watching basketball games or, you know, baseball, football, anything like that. You know, one thing I used to do when I was 18 was, you know, he took me to go gamble for the first time. And then, you know, when we have extra time here, we'll do that for a little bit. You know, just take our mind off the sports for a little bit and hang out and talk. Or just watch movies, going up to his room, just hanging out, having a conversation. No, very low key people, but just, you know, spending time with each other, being able to talk and, you know, just talking about life and, you know, what's going on in mine and his, is, you know, something that we do is, you know, very special to both of us.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Trace Tinkle joining us on the BFT. Congratulations on your first team All Pac-12 selection, by the way. That's the second time you've gotten that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are you, you know, how do you take those kind of those awards? I mean, obviously, I know the PC answer is I don't care for them. It's a team sport. I'm not into individual accolades. But still, given what you've had to go through in your career, particularly on the physical health side of things, that's got to be affirming to be recognized like that by your peers.
No, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, like you said, a lot of it goes into you know, just the trust and confidence coaches have in me, as well as, you know, just our team being able to win games and, you know, me open looks, and then as well myself just rebounding, trying to make plays for others. But, yeah, I think you said it best, just what I've gone through my first 2 years, and you know, not giving in. You know, it could be very easy just to say whatever with basketball and, you know, not take it as serious. But it is a testament to, you know, how passionate I am for the sport and how much love I have for it. And, you know, being rewarded like that is very special, you know. But still find the season to, you know, we have a new season in the postseason, and, you know, keep looking for the next best thing.
Last few games down the stretch of the regular season, was tough for you guys. I mean, you had the buzzer beater against Arizona at home. That was an incredibly tough finish. You had the home loss to ASU and then playing Washington into overtime when you caught fire in that game, but Washington came out with that win. How important was it for you guys to get back in the win column with that regular season finale at Wazoo?
Yeah, we lost to, the two top teams late in the season where we feel like we definitely could have won those games. But, there's lessons learned and, going into the most important part of the season. Hopefully it's just time to clean that up and, learn from our mistakes and not make those again, just because there's a lot on the line and we know how dangerous we can be if we're clicking on all cylinders. But, it's just, as much as you want to win, there's going to be a lot of positives that came out of it. Getting a win against WSU and kind of getting back in that win column, like you said, just gives us confidence moving forward and season off the right way. Still learning where we can improve. It's definitely a nice little boost of confidence knowing that, we ended on a win.
You've scored at least 24 points in the last four games, and your outside shot, I mean, you're feeling it. You went 4-for-7 from three against Washington State. You had 3-for-6 from three-point range against Washington and Arizona State. Is there anything different? Are you feeling anything different with your outside shot, or is it just a matter of the shots going down?
No, I mean, like you said, it's just an important part of the time of the season. Just really trying to stay locked in mentally, and just not thinking about it as much, just catching it with, letting it fly on my mind, not hesitating, because the moment that you hesitate, feel like it's kind of losing confidence in it. So just shooting that thing, without thinking about it, something that, I've done my entire life. Just getting my legs under me and just staying shot ready.
Trace Tinkle joining us on the Bald Faced Truth right now. You've been around, obviously, this program for the last 4 years now, and you're a redshirt junior. Have you put any thought into next year and what the team might look like and what you might be thinking about, whether or not you come back?
Not a ton. Really just focus on 1 year at a time. That's one thing that, wasn't preached to me by my father. We just worry about winning right now and, the rest will take care of itself. And, we're in a very special spot, to make something crazy happen. They're very capable. And so right now that's the only thing I have on my mind. Like I said, with winning, the rest will take care of itself. But, Just focusing on present, doing well in this tournament, really.
How important was the fact that you got the bye in the first round?
It was big time. Just that extra day off is huge. And that's what everyone's been saying, all the coaches, is, even if we were outside the four spot, I think we'd still have a really good chance of winning it. But three games versus four, getting an extra day of rest, both mentally and physically, is going to be huge. Those other teams for the first round, it's going to be a quick turnaround for them. So just getting more days to prepare, more days of rest and to recover, is just huge, especially with the amount of minutes we have between, me, Ethan, and CB playing. A break is going to be, big time for us, and I think, might be part of the reason why we got down here early is just to get adjusted to everything and, just stay focused mentally and just get our body right.
Who do you room with on the road?
They they switch it up between a couple. There's a kind of four or five that, I've rotated with throughout the year, but right now I'm with Ethan Thompson.
Is he a cool guy to room with, or is he a troublemaker?
Oh, no, he's the man. Yeah, Ethan's the man. Obviously, he's very locked in and focused. We enjoy a similar humor, so there's never much fighting over what we want to watch on TV or, music playing. Both on the same schedule, But you know, he's a good dude. You know, anytime, even if we're not Ruben, if we're gonna walk around in a group, you know, we're always together, and you know, we're always laughing, having a good time.
Yeah, what is good to watch on TV? What do you like to kick back to?
Shoot, I mean, if it's not sports, I'm a big fan of. Oh, that's tough.
That's it's like, now, should I say that on the radio right now? What's on Netflix, yeah, man? What's in your Netflix queue?
Ethan watches The Office a ton.
There you go.
I like The Office. It's funny. And Practical Jokers are on TV. I'm watching Netflix. I'm a big fan of, like, Narcos. That's kind of what I've been binge-watching lately in the airport. But, yeah, anything, you know, just comedies, MTV, you know, things like that. Those are all shows that, you know, we have similar interest in and, you know, can watch.
What about go-to, you know, pregame hype songs? What's on your playlist?
I feel like I have kind of a routine. I start a lot more mellow, kind of like R&B. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I even play oldies, just to, you know, kind of, you know, calm the anxiety and whatnot. And then as I get closer to tip, I'll, you know, start playing a little more, you know, pumped up music. A lot of Drake, Meek Mill.
Nice.
Nipsey Hussle. Things like that, yeah. So, I mean, it varies. But, you know, I think the closer to tip, I was when I, you know, try to get, you know, my blood pumping and, you know, the excitement back.
Trace Tinkle joining us on the BFT. I know you're a big, you know, basketball fan outside of just your career at Oregon State. Have you seen this storyline circulating with Russell Westbrook and this Utah Jazz fan that was shouting stuff at him? And have you ever encountered just kind of ugly profanity from fans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen that firsthand a ton. But, you know, I feel like... that's just, you know, that's just what comes with, you know, being an athlete. You know, people are always just trying to get in your head. And you just kind of got to be the bigger person and walk away. That's one thing just that my parents always preached to, not just me, but all of our kids, siblings. It's just, you know, I'm just taking the high road, walking away. Because there's just either, you know, jealousy or envy. You know, it's definitely at times it's tough to walk away, and you know, especially if they're talking about your family. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just all the same people. And so, you know, having people banter and, you know, say things in that nature to you, it's hurtful. And, you know, it's hard to kind of be the bigger person. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just they're doing it for a reason. And so you just have to keep your head held high and just try to ignore it to your best ability. Well, I mean, I've been hearing things like that since I was a freshman in high school, and so, you know, I've gotten pretty used to it and just being able to, you know, laugh it off and, you know, hopefully just kill them with success.
Wow, that's poignant. That's poignant. Have you ever come close to just losing it and just being like, screw this, like, oh, I want to make an example out of this fan?
Yeah, it's definitely been times I've been close, and, you know, sometimes boundaries have been crossed. But, you know, anyone hasn't seen my sisters, they're kind of the ones that will get after people. And so, you know, they'll just let me walk and, you know, they'll go handle and, you know, say whatever they need to say and they'll show their support. So it's good to have them in my corner because I think a lot of people are scared of them and not expecting them to say anything. And, you know, they get after it. But, yeah, no, there's definitely been times where, you know, I have to bite my tongue, you know, and really just have to, you know, try to keep my calm and, you know, not say anything.
What's the most volatile place in the Pac-12 to play? Is there a fan base that's any more rabid than others?
They're all fun, you know, when it's a big game. You know, I feed off that, you know, that energy of other people yelling at you. So, like I said, it's always been just fun to me because you'd rather have someone you know, yelling at you because it means you're doing something. And if you're not, you know, they're going to stay quiet. So, like I said, if they're talking, you're doing something right. But it's fun. You know, obviously Arizona has a ton of fans. But yeah, I mean, I've had people from shoot all over, courtside, you know, chirping at me, whether it's Colorado or Arizona, USC, all those kinds of places, you know, and it's kind of fun. You know, you heckle back a little bit, just kind of keep entertaining. But, you know, there's, you know, all places over the Pac-12 have, you know, their fair share of, you know, sideline, you know, commentators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What about Oregon fans? Are they soft agitators, or can they be intense?
You know, not much of that I really heard. You know, I think my friends that have been in the crowd would say they can't stand them the most. But I feel like I haven't really heard them more than anyone else. You know, obviously I've obviously heard things just like, you know, probably any other player. But nothing too extreme, you know. But my family and my friends sitting in the same the crowd said that their fans are, you know, hard to listen to.
Yeah, it must have felt good to sweep them this year then.
Exactly.
Well, you get to, you know, what's your plan for watching the Colorado-Cal game? Do you watch that on TV? Do you just let, you know, your dad and the coaching staff take care of the scouting, or will you be paying attention to that game Wednesday?
I want to go. I know I'm sure there's going to be a handful of people on our team that want to go watch that game as well as the others. You know, if we can. If not, we're definitely going to be watching in the hotel rooms. Like I said, you know, this is a business trip. You know, we know where we stand, what we're capable of doing. So anything to give us the competitive edge, we're going to do. But it's a fun atmosphere over there, watching those games. And so, you know, they allow us to go over there and watch. I'm sure majority of us are going to be there.
Well, Trace, it's been a lot of fun to watch you play personally and watch you continue to grow in your skill set and your leadership on the court, and I'm sure off the court as well. Congratulations on a great season. Congratulations on another first-team All-Pac-12 selection. And, man, best of luck. I feel pretty confident that we're going to be seeing you guys play at least until Friday with the semifinals, and I wouldn't be surprised. You guys play Washington well. If it's Washington that you see Friday, I don't know, man. I think the Dogs are going to be in for a dogfight from your Beaver squad.
Absolutely. We're very confident right now. Thank you.
All right, Trace. Appreciate the time. There he is, Trace Tinkle, joining us on the BFT and the BFT Radio Network. Thanks for Oregon State for setting that up as well. They are in Vegas, and they're going to be practicing tonight right around 5 o'clock and then getting ready for Wednesday when they watch Colorado-Cal in that 5-12 game. And then they'll play Thursday at 2:30. I'll take Oregon State to win that game, whether it's Colorado or Cal. And if they end up facing Washington in the semifinals, we're most likely going to see a semifinal Friday featuring both the Ducks and the Beavers. That's my prediction. More BFT coming up.